Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Marriage Therapy Radio. I'm Zach. I may or may not be here with Laura. You can decide. Today we're talking about getting it right and how you can use two different parts of your brain if you try. I know you can. It's a cool conversation. Stick around.
By the way, the camper is fabulous. Really loving every minute of it.
Yeah, I'm sure. You're not claustrophobic at all and you definitely...
Listeners, smoothly. I haven't even left yet. We are pre-recording because who knows what's going to happen. Did I blow it? Should I pretend?
I was playing. I was ready to go.
You're ready to play? Like,
you're in the camper thing. But
yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, maybe I'll do that. Hey guys, I'm here in Vail. I have altitude sickness and my dog is licking my dirty toes.
No.
I've been eating MREs for the last 2 weeks and I can't poop. No?
Do you know, last time I mentioned that my least favorite kinds of clients, and it's blended families. Do you know who I've decided are my like favorite kind of clients?
Who?
Those that are like,
I have a favorite client right now too. Go on. Who?
Like they're on their last straw. They're like brink clients. They're the ones that are like make it or break it. I'm their ninth therapist in, you know, 15 years and they hate each other. I love working with them. Because I can't screw it up. I can't make it worse. It's like, it's like the best.
That's true. That's
and I can
true.
Say anything I want. And, I it's so fun. It's so fun.
Oh, see, I'm on the other end of the spectrum. I mean, I have absolutely clients like that in my practice, but I have this couple and, I don't think they would mind at all if I just give general outlines, but they are like 20 years old. They're so young. Mm-hmm. They cannot afford therapy. They are not even living in their own home. They are in a guest room in one of their parents' homes. They have a child together and they are committed to making it work. And they're just bright and shiny. And like they married after a month of knowing each other and they're just like, they've made all the mistakes. And to me, having these like, they're like Labradors. They're just so excited to just soak up all of the information that I have to give them. And they're so open and they're just like, whatever you have to say, Laura, you give it to us. And it is so refreshing. It's really refreshing because a lot of the couples that have done what you were just talking about, that with like ninth therapist, you say something and it goes in this funnel and they're like, I don't know if I'm going to actually do what that person recommends.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's worth it, but this couple is really, it just makes me feel good to have such a motivated young couple. Almost makes me want to go and just do pro bono work with all just newly married. Maybe that's what I'll do.
Man, that sounds awful.
When we hit it, does it pro bono? Cause I don't need it. How about that?
Yeah.
No, because it's a passion.
That sounds terrible. No, but go ahead. I mean, I'm more power to you.
Let me tell you about something that struck me the other day because, I've been listening to Brené Brown's podcast. If those of you who listen to us, you need to just go over and spend your time listening to Brené Brown, cause she'll fill you with more energy and information than us. We'll entertain you for 15 minutes.
Then they'll never come back.
Yeah. Oh no, they will. They will. A rising boat, a rising tide.
Lifts all boats.
Yeah.
Rising tide.
So she says,
lifts all boats.
So she says this the other day and it kind of knocked my socks off and I sent myself an email and it was, I'm not here to be right. I'm here to get it right. And it's sort of a mantra that she says to herself. And I was like, man, if my couples could nail that, I'm not here to be right. I'm here to get it right. I'm not here to be right. I'm here to get it right. That would make such a difference. I find that so often couples get stuck in conflict because they're trying to be right rather than get it right. And when I think of getting it right, I'm thinking of, you know, what does that mean to get it right? It means to understand your partner's position. It means to empathize. It means to build a stronger connection. But too often couples in conflict or even in a conversation are here to be right. And so I just was like, I need to give my couples this mantra. I'm not here to be right. I'm here to get it right. So I'm kind of wondering, because I told you that quote and you said, I can do this. I can do this.
Yeah, no.
Why can you do this?
Well, because this is something that I will say to a lot of my, certainly my high conflict couples, but often my Brink couples is like, we can listen with different parts of our brain, right? So, and I can make this easy. If you're walking down the street and you come up against some, let's call it a protester, given the current environment.
Sure.
Or an evangelist of some sort. They're Muslim or Mormon or whatever. But the point is that their point of view is antithetical to yours, or maybe it's even offensive to you. Mm-hmm. It could be pretty easy for you to get into a debate with that person and to be like, no, you're not, or no, Jesus is the way and the truth and the light, or whatever, or this matters or that matters or whatever matters. That would be a really easy thing to do with the front part of your brain. Mm-hmm. If, however, you were in your like poli-sci class and your professor was giving you a lecture about systemic racism or about Muslim theology or whatever, and you fundamentally disagreed with the content, you wouldn't stand up in the middle of your class and be like,
right,
that's crazy. What are you talking about? No, Jesus is king. You know, you would take notes. You would absorb the material. You would go home. You would look at it because you got a test on Thursday and you need to make sure that you can kick it back out and pass your test.
Yeah.
And when, in terms of this idea of like, I don't want to be right, I want to get it right. Be right is the first part of your brain, right? Get it right is the second part of your brain. And
oh, now you're getting into some Terry Real stuff. Go on.
No, it's just like, it's literally physiology. I mean, if you can take the time to realize that passing the test is staying connected to your partner, then you can sometimes listen with a different part of your brain. I mean, you can always listen with a different part of your brain, but if passing the test really is your goal, if getting it right really is your goal, then it's really about choosing to listen to understand versus choosing to listen to say, be right.
Yeah. Find the points that you can disagree with, or find like the flaws in your partner's statements, or understand how they are not showing up or whatever it might be. I find, so one of the exercises that we teach is called the stress reducing conversation. And it's one of the times where I really start to introduce for couples how to be a good empathetic listener. And it's funny because we really have to put boundaries around what does it mean to listen, and that they're two totally different roles of speaking and listening, because usually people are listening, but they're really playing the role of speaker. They're listening to be right, meaning that they're only listening so that they can respond in a way that's going to confirm their point of view.
Yeah.
And so we put boundaries around it. We're like, you don't get to fix the problem. You don't get to argue. You only get to take your partner's side. You only get to empathize with your partner. And then I check back with them. I'm like, all right, well, you just practice my way of listening, or Dr. John Gottman's way of listening. How did that go? And I find that so many people, and it's strange, it tends to be more men in general that are listening to be right. And they said that was really hard. It was really hard to just focus on my partner, because so much of my listening in the past has been focused on how I can punch holes in the problem, or argue,
or fix it,
or play devil's advocate. I find a lot of people tend to sort of end up being like devil's advocate, and it's been rewarded. Like, that's the way that in their family, that's how they connected. It was in dialogue, discourse, back and forth. And it's like, that's how they connected in their family of origin. And now they're trying to have connection with their partner, and they're trying to play devil's advocate and have discourse with their partner, but it's not allowing them to be closer and feel connected. And so having to teach that, be right, or get it right. Listen.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen,
It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
What was the quote that I gave? I'm going to need some
My goal is not to be
today.
Right, it's to get it
right. That's right. The goal is not to be right, it's to get it right.
Here's another piece of, like, for me, Rebecca and I got into something this morning that was just complicated. It's kind of a complicated parenting issue. And I found myself needing to be right and kind of having to kind of justify my point of view, or at least explain to her why my point of view was valid. But I chose a different strategy in this way, and I'm just offering it up as like a, so very specifically with the example I gave about the classroom, oftentimes I'll have, and I think you will too, have clients literally get out their yellow pad and write down what their partner is saying. Their only job is to capture the words, not to respond to them in any way. So that's a strategy. If you're stuck in some, like, you know, just conversations about who's right or who's wrong. Here's another one though. I listened to Rebecca. I told her I totally understood her point of view. I was unclear about some things, and that would she give me permission to riff for just a second? And then what I did was I do this thing that I often do with clients anyway, but I just kind of threw out like four or five different options. Like, okay, Reb, this person did this thing. Why did they do that? Were they stupid? Were they evil? Were they trying to hurt you? Were they insecure? Were they? So I just kind of laid out this buffet of options and she sort of tested each one of them. Like, no, it's not evil. I don't think they were trying to do this. Like, maybe insecure is right. But it was an interesting way for me to sort of hide my point of view inside the buffet and see whether or not Rebecca would choose it. Right.
Okay.
But I didn't disrespect her in the process. Like, I'd let her have the whole thing. So I guess I'm just thinking about ways that you can get it right without, even if you think you are right. Right. Like, even if I'm 100% sure that my perspective is the right perspective, I don't know how you could be 100% sure, but even if I were, there are still ways that you can get it right by staying connected to your partner.
Well, maybe the thing is that I'm not here to be right. I'm here to get it right. And once I get it right, then I can be right. Like, is what I think you're saying is that first you need to understand your partner. Cause what you said is, I'm listening to you. I think I hear you. I totally understand your point of view. Now I want to share with you my point of view, and like, you don't feel like you have to defend yourself. You don't feel like you have to give all of this backstory. You're just presenting it, and you're not competing for who's right and who's wrong. Cause clearly there's two rights, right? Her point of view and your point of view. But that doesn't mean that, I think that it all starts with getting it right. Listening to your partner, understanding your partner, taking the time to be able to just fully absorb what's going on there. I like when you tell stories about you and Rebecca. Does she know you do that? Neither of our partners listen to the podcast. Yeah. It's just the thing we do on the side, right?
Yeah. She does. I'll tell her sometimes that I brought something up or this, that, or the other thing. So,
yeah.
One thing that has to be, that I have to emphasize here, and that I emphasize to her often, is that publicly Rebecca is always the hero of my stories. Like, if I've ever told a story in which Rebecca is somehow diminished or made small, I confess and repent right now. Sometimes means I make up things that didn't actually happen in order to paint her in a better light. But she's great. She's incredible. And
that morning was one of the biggest mistakes. It was lovely. How so?
Just the way that we were able to navigate through a really complicated discussion around our kids.
The way that you brought it up though, I'm wondering, does she ever feel like you therapize her? Like when you say, no. Hey, you know, do you mind if I just riff on this for a moment?
No, she's smarter than me.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good thing to say.
And sometimes I'll say, as you know, this is a thing I do with my clients. I think it'll be helpful here. Like, just let me riff for a second. And I'm not doing hypnosis on her. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, hey, let's try this angle. I was just telling a guy today, by no means is my marriage, you know, airtight or perfect or whatever, but, because I'm in the job I'm in, the one thing that is true is I don't have excuses. I don't have any excuses, right? Like I don't have excuse. Like I'm not like the plumber with leaky pipes in his shower. He doesn't have a good excuse for not, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I do feel like I'm articulate in how to be in a relationship, but mostly only with Rebecca. I mean, I couldn't be married to you for very long. That's for sure.
No, I know. It would be a rocky relationship. That's for sure. Our friendship's been rocky. I don't know how our marriage would be. I had an interesting experience in that my friend came down and she stayed, and the whole family came and stayed, and they were with us for 3 days, and they've seen us in all times. But when someone stays in your home, they get to see all elements. And I had a really tough moment with Ryan where we were like actually in an argument, and they got to see me, and my active child, my, come out.
Your wounded
and
child.
My wounded child, I was reactive. And there was this moment where I like, look, my eyes got big. I'm like, holy crap. People are seeing me do this right now. Like I am on stage. And, but the fun thing is that they were able to see, and I of course talked about this with my girlfriend. She's like, what's going on? What is this all about? And so over the course of 3 days, they were able to see us filter through a series of like a break and then a repair and then like a deep repair. And then just like some good stuff. And it was really cool to be able to have them. And her feedback, by the way, was like, it's really neat to see that you're a real person and you have real struggles, and that you, actually like come out on the other side closer than you started. And it was fun to watch this whole play out over 3 days for the July weekend, you know, times are
totally happens.
Stressful.
We had two of those exact same things, in the last 10 days in front of another couple that we loved and trusted. And I think we're all better for it because, you know, conflict happens. You just got to figure out how to come back and take care of each other. Get it right.
Yeah. I'm giving you that we got to land the plane because I have clients that start in 3 minutes.
Right on. Well, I got nowhere to be.
This is a fast episode. You have nowhere to be.
Cool. No, I got, we have soccer practice tonight for the first time in months. Mary does. So I'm really excited. I'm going to go down and see what it looks like to do five people at a time. But anyway, go see your people.
I'll go see my people. All right. Thank you for everyone. Did we decide whether or not the story is that I'm in my camper or not in my camper? I am not in my camper.
You're definitely in your camper.
Yeah. All right.
See you later.
Thanks, Zach. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio and just having grace as Zach and I navigate our vacation plans this summer, and just try and keep having podcasts coming out to you. If you enjoy our podcast, we would love for you to go to iTunes and give us a review so that other people who are looking for trusted, entertaining, informational podcasts about relationships can find us. Thanks so much for all of your time and attention, making your relationship better today than it was yesterday.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.